We don't just get butterflies in our stomach when we fall in love or when we're excited about something big. Sometimes we get the tiniest butterflies, so tiny that we don't even notice, when, for instance, we're about to have some good food. Or even when we hear a funny story and can't wait to share it with someone, we just don't notice them, perhaps also because we've grown so used to them. With the weather so hot and the pandemic showing no signs of going away anytime soon, we can't help but be less than energetic, less than enthused about anything. And at times like this, we could all use some of those butterflies, big or small. Anything that would turn our frowns upside down and make our hearts beat just a little faster. Now, if you can't find any reasons to get butterflies in your stomach, you can always try making a reason. Like, how about sending some song requests to a live radio show and waiting for that song to come on? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with 사랑이게 만나봐, So This Is Love, by Day 6, Even of Day. But you know, it's true. We don't have to fall in love, dun dun dun, or run into our secret crush to get those butterflies in our stomach. You know, that pat-a-pat, heart skipping a beat kind of experience, that feeling. Sometimes we get just as excited while waiting for the delicious food we've just ordered. Or when that movie that we've been waiting for 2 years is just about to start. Because yes, we wait 2 years now for movies. Or even when our favorite song comes on the radio. And maybe those tiny butterflies are exactly what we need at a time like this. We just need to learn how to recognize them, notice them. So what gives you such tiny butterflies? What makes your heart pound ever so slightly louder than usual? Oh, and have you sent in your song requests yet? Well, it's not too late. Tell me which songs you'd like to hear on the show today. And share your 사연들, stories, and anecdotes about anything or everything. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. And of course, don't forget our roll call. Let me know where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. You can message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message to #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. Coming up in part two is our Monday segment, K-Pop Weekly. K-Pop producer John Kim will be joining us to share his expertise, his wonderful song picks, so be sure to stay tuned. All right, but for now, I'll be back with today's Where Are You after one more song break. Here's Pentagon with their song, Summer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. It is currently 5:20 p.m. and we thought that there should be more rain over the weekend. Remember our Friday segment where I was talking about where's the rain? Had a beautiful yet scorchingly hot weekend. And then lo and behold, today is apparently supposed to be the last day of monsoon or rainy season, and it is pouring rain. In any case, I'm talking to you in the studio, located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? Time for our global roll call. A chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to right now, aside from listening to the radio, of course. Where are you? Bizan Ramen comments on our Instagram pic, saying sky is very beautiful, isn't it though? I think there were tons of sky pictures this weekend on social media, and I'm no exception to that. And I have tons more on my phone because it was really beautiful. And it's very cloudy right now, very dramatic today. Yoo Kim says it's pouring in Seoul. I think it did stop. I think it's going to be on and off for the rest of the day. Listener Dizini Rai says, I'm in a shelter after diagnosing positive for SARS-CoV-2 or COVID last Wednesday. Since then, I got isolated in the safe place. I'm listening to the music while I listen to you, Lena, since there are not many activities I can do here. Hope you're all healthy there, and thanks. Oh, so sorry to hear that you diagnosed positive. I'm glad that you are, though, sheltering in a safe place. I know it can be kind of boring, but hopefully our show will keep you company. I'm Kelly writes, the air was super clean, and the sky was amazingly gorgeous with fluffy clouds over the weekend, so it's valid to post a picture of sky. The beautiful blue sky really made a grumbling situation into a pleasant moment as long as I looked up at the sky. I love the feeling of being connected to nature while staring at the sky. I have to admit, there is at least one thing to be grateful for, even when sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Well, looking up at a beautiful sky, it's true, it makes you sort of just, I don't know, let go of anything that was bugging you and appreciate, wow, first of all, you feel really small, right? The sky is so grand and beautiful. And yeah, there is something very calming about it. I agree. Listener Jisoo Kim 0801 wrote, did you have a nice weekend? I only had morning class for today, so it's kind of a relaxing Monday for me. I wore my shorts for the first time this year today. And I start to think that I should have taken it out earlier. Because when I wore long pants, just sitting somewhere made me sweat all around the legs. And sudden shower while heading home made me feel even cooler. Oh my, you just took your shorts out now? Well, congratulations. Better late than never. We still got lots of hot days left, so I'm sure you'll be enjoying and getting a lot of mileage out of those shorts. Yes, summer shorts all the way. PSY 05902 wrote about all her worries and thoughts about, you know, college in the future and says, I'm studying right now and I made this very full plan and schedule for the summer vacation and I wonder if I'll be able to stick to it. I'm sure you will. That's what making a plan is for. It helps you stick to it better. Yeah, instead of going freestyle, right? Well, good luck. Good luck with that. All right, let's look at song requests. Our first request comes from listener Cooley0111, who writes, Hi, Lena, did you have a good weekend? It is raining cats and dogs again. I need to go outside, but it's pouring. I have a lot to carry, too. Doesn't look like it's going to stop soon. Oh, please stop now. My request is Davichi's 시간아 멈춰라. Well, I'm not sure when you wrote this, but I think you had a happy ending there. It did eventually stop at one point, I'm sure. It's stopping and starting at different times in different parts of the city, I think, or the country, for that matter. So hopefully you were able to get all your stuff through to its destination safely without it getting wet. Listener Yumi Jung says, Onni, did you have a good weekend? Yes, I did. A lot of people were asking me, did I have a good weekend? I had a pretty good weekend. Got a lot of stuff done. Went to the vet. Stuff like that. And cooked a lot. Like, I cooked a lot. I don't know why. And I have, like, so many more food pictures, but I just didn't want to, like, you know, bore everybody with too many food pictures. But I did cook a lot. So it was a cooking weekend. Very, very, I don't know, culinary weekend. All right, and that's out of the way. And Yumi Jung writes that it was such a hot weekend, and now it is raining so liberatingly. And my two puppy-like sons are thrilled. They are playing in the playground in the rain, soaked through to their underwear. And I remember that when I was little, I too used to play in the playground when it rained. I'd make puddles to jump into from the swings. In hindsight, how dangerous. I miss those days when I used to play all day long. Request song is H.O.T.'s Hangbok. Yes, definitely. What a wonderful way to kind of relive those really pure, I don't know, this is a tiny butterfly moment, the pure moments of joy that you had through your son's enjoyment of this moment now. Great, great. Okay, here are those two song requests back to back. First up, 다비치 with 시간아 멈춰라, or Let the Time Stop, and then it's H.O.T. with 행복, happiness. That was H.O.T. with 행복 or happiness. And before that, 다비치 with 시간이 멈춰라, let the time stop. Yulbro1317 writes, 안녕하세요, 언니. The food pics on your Instagram these days make my mouth water. I'm curious about the recipe of the salad you posted recently. There are a lot of times in summer when I lose appetite, but your cooking has a way of making me salivate. I'm writing the message as I debate what to have for dinner today. Have a great show. Well, I guess maybe I'm good at taking food pictures. Yay? maybe. I think the salad you're talking about is my watermelon feta salad. Well, that's been trending all summer. I think even actually last summer too. Watermelon feta salad. It's been really, really trendy. So I decided to finally try out my own, and there's tons of recipes if you look it up on the internet. Alicia Y writes, 4 weeks, nice big perfect avocados were sold for $1 Australian each, around 850 Korean won, at the major supermarket chain I frequent. So I'd be eating around 3 of those per week all by myself. Last Friday, when I did my usual Friday evening grocery trip, I was flabbergasted to see that they had become $1.50 each. That's a 50% increase in price. I hovered around the avocado section for a while before deciding to give them a miss. Then, on my way back home, I saw an ad for the competitor supermarket chain flashing $1 avocados. I immediately ran towards the store, but alas, these avocados were less than half the size of what I've been buying. Not happy. On a side note, I noticed avocado in your watermelon salad. Are you a fellow avocado lover? Ooh, yes, I definitely am. I have troubles, though, with avocado. Once it gets ripe, ooh, you gotta eat them so quickly. And then sometimes I want to have avocado, but it's not ripe, so you have to wait and wait. That's a problem I have with buying in bulk, but $1 avocados, even $1.50 avocados? Hey, Korean avocados here, I think we get like Peru and American avocados, Peruvian and American, at least twice that price here. It's more than double. Definitely, so at least $2, $3 for one avocado here. So I'd say just enjoy. Forever Lena, right? Sudden showers keep coming today. I got rained on because I didn't have an umbrella, but I'm grateful that the rain is cooling the heat. I want to request 박정현님's 같은 우산. Oh, thank you. When it rains, think of my song. So happy to play that for you for our next song break. It is me, 박정현, with 같은 우산, or One Umbrella. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Sweet 030323 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 언니. Did you have a good weekend? Making it through the heat that made even leaving the home dangerous? Well, I played baseball in that heat. The 15th anniversary event went well, too. I had so much fun. It was a match between the legends and the newbies. Who won or lost didn't matter. And after that wonderful time, when I got home, I realized that my face and arms were ripe red. Oh, you, you. Looks like I'll be super tanned this summer. Even when I upload loads of sunscreen, they just get washed away by the sweat. I take good care of my skin during winter, but always make a mess in the summer. It's like hitting that repeat sign every year. Cuckoo, ehew. Oh, so sorry to hear. I know. Yeah, you have to keep reapplying that sunscreen too. But honestly, even with sunscreen, gosh, the sun was so hot to go this weekend that, gosh, I don't even think it would have made a difference, definitely. Well, I hope your sunburn is not too bad. And we have listener JSJerry76 who wrote in, I invited my sister to my home over the weekend. We can't go to a restaurant because of the social distancing rules, so we got delivery. We just ordered what everyone wanted, so we ended up with hui, like sashimi, Chinese food, and busam, pork belly all at once. On any other day, it might have felt weird, but everything tasted wonderful because I was with my sister who I missed so much. And my request song is the original K-pop idol 공유로비's 어디선가 나의 노래를 듣고 있을 너에게, but Shin Kyu-sun's version. All right, what a wonderful story. So glad that your sister was able to come visit and you guys got to spend time together. Yes, these days, you know what? It's all about food delivery apps and just hanging out in the comfort and the safety of your own private home. Definitely so. All right, good to hear that. And we'll listen to J.S. Jerry's song request right now for our next song break. I will be back with Parallel Universe after this. Here is 공유로비 신규선 with 어디선가 나의 노래를 듣고 있을 너에게, to you listening to my song somewhere. Not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. Today we'll listen to two songs that share the simple title, Touch. First, we'll listen to the K-pop song Touch by NCT 127. Now, NCT is an infinitely open, infinitely expandable, whole new kind of K-pop group whose members can always change, always expand, adding, subtracting members on any given track as needed. This group is divided into multiple subunits, and in 2018, three of the units, NCT 127, NCT U, and NCT Dream, released an album entitled NCT 2018 Empathy Together. Yes, all three units together. Touch was the title track of that album. This song is about the excitement of being in love, and here's a bit of the words. Stay, oh, you and I, just as we are now. Baby, touch me. I can feel you, an instant-like moment, but within it, this feeling keeps growing to be felt by you. Ooh, it's a good kind of touch. And as for our non-K-pop song of the day, we'll listen to Touch by Indonesian singer-songwriter Stephanie Poetry. Stephanie Poetry made her debut in 2015, but her international breakthrough came in 2019 when her song I Love You 3000, inspired by the film Avengers Endgame, went viral all over the internet. The song won her Best New Asian Artist Indonesia at the 2019 Mnet Asian Music Awards. And she also released a remix of the song titled I Love You 3000 2, as in version 2, featuring K-pop group GOT7 member Jackson. Her song Touch is a newer one. It was released as a single in February of last year, and while NCT 127's Touch was all about the excitement of falling in love, Stephanie Poetry's touch is about the very opposite. Here's a bit of the song's lyrics. My room feels cold in the morning. There's an empty space in my head. It's getting hard not to reach for the things that I'm used to holding. I know one place to find it. All I need is a bit of your touch. But just a little is a little too much. I want to believe there's a me without us. How can I breathe without feeling your touch? Ah, so here we have touch and here we have the absence of it. Let's listen to these two very different songs back to back right now. Touch by NCT 127 and then Touch by Stephanie Poetry. That was Stephanie Poetry with Touch, and before that, NCT 127 with Touch. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Now, in part two of today's show, I will be joined shortly by K-pop producer John Kim for this week's K-pop Weekly, so stick around. I'll be back with part two after one more song break. Let's listen to 산들 with More Than Words.
One fine day with the Jangyeon Park. Baby, I love you, Jangyeon Park. Oh, every day you make me smile happily.
Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In just a moment, K-pop producer John Kim will be joining me in the studio to share his view and thoughts, general expertise on all things K-pop, so don't change the channel. Let me just remind you one more time how you can reach me if you have any questions or comments. You can text them to me at sharp8150 if you have a Korean phone number. Now, if you are anywhere else in the world and don't have a Korean phone number, you can feel free to message me on Kong, right on the message boards you can find on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on our posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. And now, please enjoy this quick song break while John gets settled in here. Here is Uhyo with the night version of her song, 청춘, Youth. A week in the world of K-pop is not like that of any other. So much can happen in the span of a week, sometimes it's hard to keep up. Luckily for us, we know folks who can help us do just that here on K-pop Weekly. K-pop Weekly is a segment designed to help us keep up to date and learn a little bit more about K-pop, a 2-for-1 deal here. Helping me out, we have K-pop producer and engineer John Kim joining us in the studio.
Jeonha.
Jeonha.
What's up?
Jeonha. How have you been?
I've been doing good.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. It's been a crazy start to the week.
Tell me about it.
Yeah,
is it still raining outside?
It's not, but it's so humid.
Oh no, man.
I have the craziest story. Yesterday, I was in the studio. So normally on Sundays, I don't work because normally me and my wife, we go to church. Mm-hmm. But because of the whole lockdown situation.
Level 4.
Yeah, we're staying home. And so I start working on Sundays again now. So I've been working, and last night I went into the studio and the weather was fine.
Yeah.
And I didn't think to take an umbrella. And towards the end, while I was about to go home, it started pouring. And it's not like even you know how when it rains, there are different levels of the raindrops.
Oh, yes.
It was the heavy kind that hit you in the head. It's like slaps
downpour.
You in the head. And I just went through it.
You just had no choice.
I had no choice. I got soaked, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in my college years again almost.
Yeah.
It was amazing getting soaked. I mean, I went home and took a shower straight after, so
sure.
It was fine. But it was fun just walking in the rain like that again.
Kind of, you know, like you kind of get those memories of when you were a kid and you loved getting wet in the rain. Yeah.
It was absolutely a ton of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. Was it kind of hard to sort of adapt to the rainy season of Korea when you moved here?
You know, we didn't have any types of monsoons in LA. You know,
we don't have that.
And also, it's not humid in LA.
No, it's
so
very dry.
So the humidity, I remember when I first came to Korea when I was a kid, I came during the summer.
Yes.
And it was so humid. I was like, what
it
on
knocked,
earth is going on?
Knocked you, in the face, right?
Yeah, it was, I felt like I couldn't breathe. Oh my goodness.
I couldn't breathe. Yeah, absolutely. I ask you this because fellow Southern Californian, one of the hardest things to get used to about moving here was I was terrified of flooding. And then everybody was like, what are you talking about? You come from the place with earthquakes. I'm all, earthquakes?
Yeah, it's like, whatever. Yeah.
No big deal. But I was like, but what do you do when it floods? And so I was wondering if you had that same kind of feeling.
You know, I've had some issues with the rain. You know, so my studio is in a very old building. It's a very old building. And I have since, from the past, I've reconstructed and I fixed everything. But before I had my reconstruction in my studio, when it was monsooning, there was one time where the rain was so bad, I started having water come down the sides of my walls and onto my breaker box.
Oh,
man.
It's
and
like
my
a
studio,
horror movie almost.
Oh, it flashed and the power went all out. And I thought that my studio was done for. I thought everything was roasted. But luckily, just the breakers went out and things were okay. But man, that was a scary experience.
It's pretty scary.
Something that I had never experienced in LA with this kind of rain.
It was true. You know, for me also, moving to Korea, it was the first time, you know, living without parents nearby and all by myself, independent. And I'm like watching the news and the entire expressway is underwater.
Oh,
you know, people who
live Hangang.
Yeah, and then, you know, or some the bridges will be underwater. Or even people who live on the first floor and don't, let's not even talk about the Panjia basements.
Oh, no.
Their houses flood.
Yeah.
So I got really, really scared. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm on the second floor, but I'm not sure.
second floor.
Yeah, I know. I didn't knew nothing. So clueless.
Man, when I was first in Korea, I was in Nonyeondong in a little Panjia.
Yeah.
I had water come in. I've had that happen.
Yeah. Oh, you were in the half basement.
I was in there, but that was, I mean, now that I'm a little bit older, I'm a married man, you know.
Yeah.
if someone were to tell me to go do that again, probably not.
No.
But it was an experience.
Sure.
It's all part of being in Korea,
true.
You know.
That's
it's the experience.
Yeah, I definitely has taught me to learn to not get afraid, not being afraid of getting wet. You're like, whatever, things dry out, so what? Yeah. So I guess it does kind of, it's a life lesson, right?
Yeah.
When the rain comes, what are you going to do? You can't avoid it.
You take it head on.
Yeah, absolutely. So really wise words and good advice for such a rainy day. Apparently, rainy season is supposed to be finished today. But I'm like, is this the big finale? Like, what's going on? But we'll
see. I think
what
we
happens.
Have a little bit more coming
absolutely.
Our way.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And then heat.
Oh,
apparently.
Yeah. So I really like the heat. Even if it's humid, I prefer heat over the cold.
Unusual.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, but I don't find a lot of people who agree.
A lot of people prefer the cold over the heat.
Yes.
But being from LA, it's super hot. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's so hot.
I feel like I'm
steaming.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, the weather's so fantastic. I love it.
I did not turn the air conditioning in my room once last night. Of course, I'm sleeping separately from my husband right now because he wants to die. he can't survive.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I actually even had the blanket over him. I don't know. I'm very tolerant of high heat. I don't know what it is. I know.
Oh.
It's my special talent.
Anyhow, that is a special talent.
Anyhow, all right. We should launch into a playlist. I actually wanted to do a follow-up about spatial audio, but I'll squeeze that in later in the segment.
Sure.
But let's kind of launch into what kind of music we'll be listening to today. What have you brought in for us
today? All right, so I have a pretty interesting list, and you know, we might be able to talk about that soon, pretty soon, because this first group that we're going to be listening to is aespa.
Oh.
So SM's new group, girl group, and
they're unusual.
They're new.
Yes.
They're fresh. So the crazy thing about them, I didn't bring them in for a while. They've been hot for a while, but I didn't bring in any of their songs because I didn't know how I felt about them for a while, to be honest.
Right, right.
It's like,
it seemed like the songs took a backseat to their concept and gimmick up until now.
And so what we know about their concept is their aespa, their name, A-E-S-P-A, it's derived from Avatar Experience, A-E, the Avatar Experience.
Okay.
Because what they have is they're a four-member group, but they have four virtual members as well.
That's weird.
It's crazy.
I still don't get it.
So it's kind of been done before by this group called KDA.
KDA.
Uh-huh, and they were a group that was made specifically for League of Legends.
Oh,
the game, yeah.
Yeah, so online gaming.
Yeah, so it was really big for a while, and they kind of have a similar concept. But what I think is really cool about them is, at first I thought they were just a kind of a copycat at first. But then I listened to this song, Next Level, which is what we're going to be listening to right now. And at first I was just like, oh yeah, it's just whatever. But then listening to it a few more times, it's like, it's so SM in the fact that it's so unusual.
Oh!
It's very unusual.
I like it when SM gets a little experimental.
Yeah, experimental. Mm-hmm. Like, so I have a few other songs where you're going to hear what I think to be kind of the influences for this song and this kind of concept.
Interesting.
But yeah, what's cool about this group is, you know, they debuted last year.
Yes.
Like when COVID was just
raging.
It was everything. And nobody was able to go out. No concerts, nothing,
of
right?
Of course.
And here's what I think this group has awesome potential for.
Mm.
Because they have the virtual members, I think that they can do virtual reality concerts.
Oh, VR concerts?
Right. And what opportunities come with that, as a producer and an engineer for me, is what we were talking about last week with the spatial audio.
Spatial audio.
Now we have groups like this where they have virtual members and they can have virtual shows and concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And as an engineer, we could put the audience into the virtual space with the spatial audio and Dolby Atmos.
Okay.
And so this is what I'm kind of, now I'm looking at this group with a different set of lenses now.
Oh, now you're kind of focusing on them because of their potential.
Yeah.
And a new format of live, quote-unquote live performance?
Right,
or actually redefining what that even means.
Exactly, yeah. So there's so much potential for this group, and like I said, they are very new, they're very fresh, but they also have that classic SM entertainment, like super experimental but refined sound, which is really cool.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do have like an edginess, but like you said, they're always polished no matter what, edgy or not, mainstream. And this is called Next Level.
Yep.
All right, let's take a listen. It's aespa, Next Level. I'm on the next level, yeah. 절대적 룰을 지켜. 내 손을 놓지. We just heard Next Level, 다음 단계, by aespa, and that took me to a lot of places.
Right.
And I actually, for the last 40 seconds, we both put back our headphones and our earphones, and I actually just kind of cranked it up. Because I'm thinking, this song definitely has to, it has to be heard loud, first of all. Really, with like a nice subwoofer or something with that Moog bass. So now I'm still wrapping my head around it, but I think our listeners are also trying to wrap their head around it.
Right.
Alicia says, so if aespa has virtual members and real members, who is doing the singing? Now, you said that there technically should be considered eight members, but it's a fluid concept because each member has their own avatar.
Yes.
So they're singing their avatar's parts.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. And if you want to see another group that's doing this, you can check out KDA.
Right.
They're doing a very similar concept, but they were only a one-time thing.
It was like a collaboration project.
Yeah, so it's not, they're not like continuing to do any work, but they had that concept first, which was really cool. And to see aespa bringing that to the mainstream and doing it, you know, as a full-on concept as their artist.
Yes.
You know, that's really cool.
And I think a lot of the the music video, if you want to check it out, I highly recommend watching this visualized as well, because mm-hmm. in the beginning, they have a lot of that, you know, that very, it's very popular in trendy, the mm-hmm. talk singing, mm-hmm. where everybody talk like this, and then, right. and then this goes on for a long time with just the four members, mm-hmm. and then when that song just bang shifts into mm-hmm. where did we go?
We went to a lot of different places.
Yeah. And that's when the virtual members are a little mm-hmm. bit introduced, just mm-hmm. to start familiarizing people with the concept. I think it's they're feeding us in small spoonfuls mm-hmm, mm-hmm. of what their concept mm-hmm. is. Lots and lots of comments on this song. J.S. Lee, he pointed out, he's like, oh, the hook, mm-hmm. it reminds me of Yoo Young-jin. Mm-hmm. Right? And Kim Ji-soo says, oh, that shifting part, the shifting, you know, mm-hmm. sudden shift.
Right.
Very SM.
Very SM.
Yes. And Alicia, this is going to be very kind of prescient to our conversation, mm. says, ha ha ha, why do some bits remind me of The Boys by Sonia Shide?
That's a great comment, because I was about to bring that song in.
Really?
I was about to bring that song in because I felt like, oh, there's a lot of inspiration that's stemming off of that.
Yeah, and, that kind of mishmash, like,
right.
oh my gosh, where did we go? That sudden shift, key change, tempo change,
right.
format change.
It's so out there, and it's something that I've only seen SM do this well. And mm-hmm. Just really quickly, just to kind of show our listeners what we're going to be listening to for our next two songs,
mm-hmm.
we have two more SM songs
okay.
that I feel like this song is stemming from.
Right.
So, The Boys.
We're contact tracing.
The Sonia Shide song that our listener mentioned.
Yeah.
I think that was another one where we really see that example. But I think mm-hmm. that where we really see this happen mm-hmm. is with FX.
Ah, yeah. Yes. Lots.
There's a lot of interesting stuff in FX.
Very, very mm-hmm. cool stuff going on. Very eclectic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I feel like aespa is almost like a reimagining of FX.
Oh.
You know how girl groups and boy groups, for
yes.
that matter, they go in circles where there's like a new group that comes out, but they kind of take on the role of their senior groups.
That's
you
true.
Know?
Yes.
And they have similar but new concepts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like aespa is kind of doing that with FX.
Oh, so aespa, mm-hmm. we can kind of think of them as a next generation FX.
Yeah, so that's what I see them as.
Which actually makes a lot more sense mm-hmm. to us, because we could always count on Girls' Generation mm-hmm. for, like, the catchy, mm-hmm. I'm going to dance to this, I'm going
right.
to sing along. And then we can always count on FX at the same time mm-hmm. to be that edgy,
right.
pushing the boundaries, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And aespa, if you think about that,
mm-hmm.
is a very natural evolution mm-hmm. of where
right.
SM was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And KHN 1524 actually mentions that the dance for Next Level is actually mm-hmm. trending on social media. But it mm-hmm. is this listener's first time actually listening to the song. Mm-hmm. JS Jerry 76, he's trying to take it all in. He's like, well, you're done. 새롭네요.
Yeah, it's new. 새롭지, yeah. It's very new. But at the same time,
not
like I
new.
Mentioned, not so new. Like,
true.
So our next song
yeah.
is going to be Four Walls
oh,
by FX. I don't know if you've heard this.
Classic.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a great
I
song.
I love FX stuff.
It was a banger when it came out.
Gosh.
And I think that this song also has really similar elements in that there is that huge change right at the bridge, and
yeah.
there is so much stuff going on here.
Right.
And I think that aespa is really just, you know, it's new, it's reimagined, but it's such a natural flow from what we've already had.
That's right.
So
okay.
That's awesome.
So it's very new,
yeah.
and we're like, oh, what is this? But then mm-hmm. we have to go back and remember that mm-hmm. maybe when FX came out, and then they were releasing some crazy mm-hmm. We're expecting, you know, a younger sister to Girls' Generation, but mm-hmm. they were anything but.
I feel like the younger sister to Girls' Generation would actually be Red Velvet.
Yeah.
To me, that's kind of what mm-hmm. I see. A little bit different, but similar concept.
Right, okay.
Right?
So Red yeah. Velvet versus aespa, and they're mm-hmm. contemporaries of each other.
Mm-hmm.
But this, we have to go back and remember, is not new.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Good points, too.
Right.
But before we go on, mm-hmm. I wanted to follow up on the spatial audio.
Yes.
I was running errands and driving around
mm-hmm.
all over the city this weekend. And what did I decide to do? I decided to check out spatial audio
yeah. Oh, yeah.
on my, you know, mm-hmm. Fruit Music membership.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so I wanted to start with something that I knew.
Okay.
So I listened to Beatles.
Awesome.
They did a spatial audio mix of uh-huh. Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, I was in my car and it sounded fantastic.
Okay.
Just fantastic. Uh-huh. But I'm like, is this spatial audio?
Right.
Or is it just because my B brand speakers are so awesome? I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, what am I supposed to, am I supposed to listen for something specific when I listen to spatial audio?
Or so
I think I have to compare, huh?
Yeah, it really helps if you compare. And on your music app, what you're going to find is there's actually an option to turn spatial audio on and
on
off.
On and off. Right,
on the same song. Yeah, so if you, you know how everyone has the hard click where you tap on your phone and you press it a little harder and you get more options. On your volume knob, what you're going to do is you're going to press a little harder in and you're going to see there's an option for spatial audio also for having it off. I'm not 100% sure if the spatial audio actually works in your car. So it might not.
Okay, so that was going to be my second question. Is spatial audio made for car audio speakers? Because I wasn't sure.
So it'll work. It'll work. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's not currently out where you can do it on any... So I'm not 100% sure on this.
Yeah.
But at least for the music streaming that we're listening to, which is from our favorite fruit-based...
Yes, our fruit brand membership.
Fruit-branded membership. Uh-huh. So I think they only let you do that on their proprietary earphones.
So if you have the fruit brand little Bluetooth earphones... That's where you're going to really hear it.
Yeah, you can toggle that on and off. But there are options, like if you're using the Fruit-branded laptop.
Okay.
On their...
just from the laptop speakers?
From the laptop speakers, yeah, you can turn that on and off.
Even though they're not that great, but you can at least get that experience.
Yeah, so on the phone, there is the toggle for turning it on and off, but with... let me just capture my thoughts. So,
okay, I'm putting you on the spot.
No. I'm just trying to see how to explain it. So on the phone, you can turn it on or off when you're using their headphones.
Okay.
But when you're using a laptop, you can turn it on for any types of speakers or anything.
I see.
So, if you're listening in the car, maybe try taking your laptop in and trying to hear it one time. And it'll actually let you do the spatial audio in the car.
Interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. And Espa is definitely, it sounds like their stuff was made to go in this direction of spatial audio as well. And it's just really breaking down walls and barriers and, you know, pushing technology and pushing our definitions of what is music, what is a live performance.
Right.
But we have to remember that there was a seed for all of this way back when, and we're kind of discovering or exploring that now with a couple more SM tracks. So let's listen to our next one. Here is Four Walls by FX. Oh, that was fun to listen to again. It was FX with their song Four Walls. If you're just tuning in, it is One Fine Day's Monday segment, K-Pop Weekly, that you're popping in on. I am in the studio with producer-engineer John Kim. And we started things off with talking about aespa, which is a group that needs a lot of explaining and re-explaining because their concept is very, very experimental.
Right.
Dealing with four physical members and their virtual reality avatars.
Right.
As a K-pop idol group, a lot of people is polarizing, right?
It's
some
crazy.
People like, no. And some people go, hey, that's cool. But John, you're thinking it's cool because it's new and everything new takes some time to
used to. It takes a lot of time to get used to. You know, I mean, just going back in time a little bit, if we're thinking about just music and how we listen to music in general, you know, up until 60s, the audio format that we listened to, everything was in mono, right? And so we listened to everything in the middle. Mm-hmm. But right when, like, even stereo came out, people didn't know what to do. So back in the days with Beatles and some of those really awesome groups, the stereo mix, they always handed that off to the assistant engineer, never the main engineer.
Oh.
And what the assistant engineer would do was he would be super experimental with it. And he didn't know what to do, or they didn't know what to do.
There was no manual,
And so what they did was often they'd put all the vocals to the right, all of the drums to the left.
I've heard mixes like that from way back.
It's so strange. But it's because stereo was new. They didn't know what to do. And, you know, this group is also new. This concept is new.
Yeah.
And the VR concept is still something very new.
Yeah.
Right? And spatial audio is also new. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these mediums for entertainment, it's, mm-hmm. it's all new. And so we're still kind of grasping how we're going to do well. But, I mean, it's coming together.
Yeah.
I mean, like I mentioned, spatial audio is already a thing, and groups like this are now already a thing. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time before we really nail it and we put the, you know, the pieces together.
Yeah.
And we create a cohesive product. That's going to be the future.
Every first, even second world countries, every just, you know, average Joe on the street has so much access to so much technology on their person, even. Mm-hmm. Right? And so I guess utilizing all of that and making it a necessity to partake in some sensory art experiences was inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was going to be inevitable.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep on exploring this whole, like, breaking new frontiers kind of trend that SM has been actually been doing all along.
Yeah.
With our next track as well.
So our next song is actually one of my favorites. It's kind of an oldie, but not really. If you think about it, even the last song that we just listened to, Four Walls, can you believe that came out 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
But if someone were to release that song today, it would still be fresh and super
fresh.
New.
Absolutely.
Because they're so experimental. I think this next song is also one of those.
Mm.
It's Spellbound, Suri Suri by Dongbang Shingi.
Nice.
PBXQ.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my wife's favorite groups.
Oh, yeah.
She is such a fan.
One of many.
She doesn't leave me alone about how I don't look like you know.
No.
I'm sorry. I don't look like you know. I don't think 99.9% of males look or have the body of you know. But what can we do? I mean,
aw, yeah, what can you do?
But, you know,
at least there's you know.
Yeah, but we gotta, you know, as a male, as a producer, I gotta tip my hat off to this group.
They are amazing.
They have been active for 18 years.
Wow, so unusual for K-pop idol group.
Right.
And they are actually started out as a vocal group.
Right.
That's what I remember hearing about them.
They are nuts.
Yeah.
They've been active. So the average
contract
in Korea is 7 years, right? So after 7 years, a group will decide whether they want to go for another seven or if they're done.
Yeah.
But man, this group, although they have had their ups and downs, you know, they started off as a larger group.
Yes.
Now they're only two, but 18 years is a long time to be going. And they're still active. You still see them everywhere.
Yeah.
And they have, the cool thing about them is, like I mentioned earlier, you know, groups, they get inspiration from older groups.
Right.
But they are the older group.
That's true.
They are the older group.
And they were a unique concept when they were, you know, conceived.
Right.
This concept was conceived. So, yeah, they are the older groups.
Yeah, and so you're going to hear them have their own classic sound that's, like, so distinctly TVXQ, Dongbang Shingi.
Exactly.
And, I mean, everyone always strives to get that SM entertainment vocal sound.
Yeah.
That super full stacked harmony that's so fat and in your face.
Yes, really full.
And Dongbang Shingi is the best at that with their music.
They are probably the frontiersmen in that.
Yeah, and all of Korea is doing that right now.
Yeah.
It's such a huge thing, but they have it nailed down to a science. And I have a little bit of an industry insider tip on how they get that.
Mm.
So normally when you think of a harmony,
yes,
how does a harmony move in contrast to the melody? So if you have a third above harmony, right?
Right.
So it'll follow the melody.
It follows the melody.
It follows the melody going up and down as the melody would go. Not with TVXQ.
They go in opposite directions.
They go in opposite directions, but they also, what the biggest thing they do is they do straight line harmonies. So the note is always just like one straight note through. But what they do is they stack every single note in the chord, and they even add at least one or two tensions, which is
like
notes
seventh
that are,
or ninth or eleventh,
which are notes outside of the normal scale
chord
that we use, you know,
to add a little bit of dissonance and tension,
right? And so that's how they get that fat sound.
And then this one note straight chord harmony has become a signature SM move.
Yeah,
we hear it a lot in Shiny. We hear it a lot in Sorry from Super Junior. Definitely the progenitors of that, you're right, is definitely lies with Dongbang Shingi's sound.
Yeah. And the reason why I brought in this song in particular, Spellbound, is because with the whole aespa, their concept, if you listen to that bridge of Just Next Level, it sounds exactly like this
song.
Does
it really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I gotta go back and listen.
If you want to compare back and forth, you're going to hear they jacked this from their own artist.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Now I have to, like, listen to the rerun of the show later on.
So you're going to hear that. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to hear that. I don't remember the next level bridge, but I'm going to hear this, and I have to go back and listen to the aespa. Mm-hmm. Interesting. But so, yeah, we have a little bit of in-house plagiarism. Not full-on plagiarism, but borrowing.
Borrowing.
But yeah, let's take a listen. Here is 동방신기 from back in 2014 release, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It is 수리수리 or spellbound. 동방신기 with 수리수리, spellbound. Mm. And if you guys were listening carefully, you could hear very, very clearly what John was explaining in nice, clear detail about the stacking of the chord when you hear them singing the 수리수리. How many voices are in there? Really cool. Kimchi says, oh, this is funky. Good ear. Jazzy, more like, I want to say. I want to think of speakeasy big band, great big brass sections in the back there. Gives it a real classic feel.
Yeah.
Something ageless about it.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
I mean, this is 7 years old now.
Yeah.
It's a 7-year-old song, but it sounds like if someone were to release this today, I would just say, wow, that's a great song.
That's a great song. And honestly, comparing to like the songs that we hear, you know, on the radio, just the 최신가요, you know, the new releases, and also just, comparing songs, some songs that were released in 2014, if you listen to it now, you're like, oh.
Yeah, that hasn't aged too well.
Yeah. So, you know, that's where we're coming from. These songs, both of these songs, the FX song as well, just really doesn't seem to age.
Right. And what's crazy about groups like this is, you know, they set a precedent at the time, you know, like this is the... in Korean, I'd say 전형적인 남자 아이돌 sound.
Sure.
This is like the classic male group sound.
It's the gold
standard.
But
what's really cool these days is you're going to hear even girl groups that do songs that don't necessarily sound like girl groups.
That's
true. Back even just 2-3 years ago, we had this kind of standard. Like, a girl group should sound like a girl group. Boy group should have this heavy, like, super, like, electronic, like, cool, dancey, you know, sound. But these days, we're hearing a lot of mishmash between all types of groups.
Yeah.
And even with aespa, you know, that Next Level song, if that was released maybe like 5-6 years ago, nobody would say, oh, that sounds like a girl group song. That sounds like a total male, dominant song. But nowadays, we're seeing a lot of different, you know, all of it coming together.
Right.
So that's really cool. And we can see the influences of these male groups now on female groups like aespa.
True. So now it's all about breaking those formulas that kind of had formed over time, breaking the stereotypes as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you say aespa with their songs being strong with kind of a masculine tinge, I mean, that first people that come to my mind is Blackpink, of course.
Oh, yeah.
With their very strong kind of sound, where you think that maybe a boy group would have done that back in the day, or that song would have been given to. So those, you know, barriers are breaking down. Definitely new frontiers, definitely something to look at and look out for in the future.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're kind of switching gears now for our next track.
Yeah, we're going to come back down a little bit. We're going into a little bit of indie because, you know, there's still a market. With all this changing, all this changing music, like all this new advances in technology, like things are changing. It's all cool, but there's still a market for classic music, indie music, and people still go for that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so our next artist is... A funny name.
Yeah.
Cracker.
Cracker.
Have you heard of Cracker?
Yes.
You have? Mm-hmm. All right. So Cracker is an awesome duo group. Just happens to be my neighbor.
What?
So I went to a mix session at Coco Sound with 고현정 기사님. And the members of Cracker just showed up for their song to get mixed.
Oh.
And at first, I was like, who are these people?
Yeah.
I'm like, Cracker? What kind of name is Cracker?
Hard to Google.
Right. So this song is actually called Cracker.
And their song is called Cracker.
Yeah, the song is called Cracker.
Eponymous song, okay.
Yeah, so it's Cracker by Cracker.
Cracker, Cracker.
So, anyway.
Even harder to internet search. Okay.
Right. Uh-huh. And so I got to talk to them a little bit, and their song, it was cool. It was indie. It was just a good indie song,
yeah.
But after talking to them a little bit,
yeah.
We ended up, so we finished the session, we were heading mm-hmm. home, and we ended up going to the same place.
Which is, so
it was just so funny because my studio is in, like I mentioned, that old building, but then there's this really cool apartment complex right next to there that's like has a nice Hangang view. And so they just happened to have their little music creation studio there. And
wait, so you guys, what did you do? You guys got in your own respective cars?
Yeah, yeah.
And then drove, but you guys kept like, why is that guy still behind me?
Exactly.
Was it like this?
No, so what happened was, I mean, we did split up in the middle, but we ended up landing at the same... So what happened was, I met them in the same convenience store right when I got back home.
So both of you guys hit the piano.
Yeah, the same piano drum. And I was like, wait, why are you here?
I just saw you.
Yeah, and they were just there.
Hilarious.
And so after talking to them and hanging out with them, they came over to my studio and we talked. And it turns out they're actually more active as writers.
Yes,
than
yes.
Than artists. And so,
I know them because mm-hmm. of their work on some drama OSTs.
Right, they do a lot of that. And they've done songs for like Cheongha and Crucial Star,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So that's... After hearing about that, their sound, it just made a lot more sense to me. But, you know, their own music, it's all indie. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's classic. And this song, I've only heard it once because it just came out yesterday.
Oh, nice.
It just came out yesterday. But
hot off the press.
It is a classic indie song, perfect for this kind of weather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, and I'm especially curious to hear a song that a group called Cracker will name Cracker.
Right.
I'm expecting some insight into their musical identity.
Right.
So with that in mind, let's listen. It's Cracker by Cracker. We just listened to Cracker by indie artist Cracker. You said they were a duo. And Alicia is asking, is it a boy group? No, it's a duo.
No,
it's an indie
duo.
They're also singer-songwriter producers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, when I heard the name Cracker, I assumed that it would be girls.
Mm.
Crying like a cracker, which is very interesting. To me, when you say Cracker, I actually think of like a rock band. I feel like they would name themselves Cracker. But I think it's cute because it's their music is very acoustic. Kim Ji-soo says, is it easy to break like a cracker? or we have theories going on about the cracker. I could not actually... Oh, I did finally found the lyrics to Cracker, but I didn't get to really listen to it. But I don't think we get any answers here.
We don't get too many, I feel like. But it's a good song.
Yeah.
It's a great song, especially you mentioned that acoustic guitar and electric guitar. It's a classic combo.
Yeah.
Sometimes hard to get right, but they got it.
I was so surprised when I heard the intro to that because, you know, we hear so many acoustic guitar wielding indie singer songwriters.
Right.
And that sound can get very, things can sound alike. Start sounding alike after a while because it is the same source, same, you know. But yeah, they mixed in a little bit of electric guitar and layered it. Totally sounds different.
I think part of the genius behind that and getting that sound to be really cohesive is the mixing engineer, which we all respect and love, Ko Hyun Jung Gisa-nim, and he's the one that did this, and he gets it to sound just right.
It did.
It never goes beyond what it's expected to do. It just stays in its place and does exactly what it needs to do.
And there's always so much space when we hear engineer Ko. Actually, that is what the lyrics are about. Mm-hmm. He says that I am a person who is easy to break.
Oh, really?
So be careful with me.
That's so cute.
It is super cute.
That's so cute.
I'm liking. Okay, Cracker, a new one to look out for. They also have been in the business for quite a while, like
they
you
have.
Mentioned. And you hear a lot of their compositions here and there by other artists as well. So.
Right.
Wonderful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to squeeze in one more track here, John.
All right. We got another great song by John Ofori.
Did you ever find out how he says it?
He says Ofa.
He says Ofa.
Yeah, he says Ofa. Okay. John Ofa Ri.
And this was your friend. Huh?
Yes, this is my mm-hmm. friend from Berkeley. He, like I mentioned a few weeks ago, but mm-hmm. he was known at school for having the most beautiful, buttery, milk, chocolate, graham cracker crusted voice.
Oh no, was he part of the reason why you stopped being a vocal major?
Yeah, actually he was. Because he came in at the same time as yeah. me. He had the uh-huh. same name as me, you know, yes. we're both John. And yeah. it's like, you know, like, it's like, you know, it's like, man, how am I, this is just too much. Like, I'm here, I'm trying to be a jazz vocalist, and I sound like an 8-year-old squealing into a mic, and he just sounds like butter.
Oh,
he
no,
just sounds
no.
so good.
Oh,
butter
John.
And cinnamon just melting into your ears. You know, even at school, this yeah. guy, John Ri, mm-hmm. There were a lot of vocal groups at Berkeley.
Yeah, I that can was, imagine.
They were comprised of some of the best vocalists at our school.
Pretty much had, best vocalists in the nation, too.
Right, yeah. And
to
so
even
there was,
get in.
There was this group called Pitch Slapped.
Okay.
And it was the most exclusive vocal group at our school. And he was the first Korean to get into
oh,
that group.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he went in as a bass. And
whole, as oh, a man. Bass?
Yeah.
Not a lot of basses out
not,
there.
Not a
wow.
lot of Korean basses.
Because no.
a lot of Koreans, like, I mentioned this before, but we're built in a way where, you know, like, physically, we yes. have a body that creates a certain sound.
Yep.
Right? And there's not a lot of Korean males that have a super deep
no,
voice.
No, no, yeah.
Myself included. Yeah. I sound like a little 8-year-old.
No, you don't.
And but he's got that super deep, luscious voice. And so that's what got him his spot into Pitch Slapped at our school. And
wow.
he won a lot of competitions with them. And
wow.
even outside... You're hearing him do well because of that voice.
Yes.
And this song that we're going to be listening to is Should I, which is off of his latest album, which was Bleeding in Sunset Boulevard.
Ooh,
which is
so LA to me.
Yeah, that's... he's from LA too.
Oh, he is.
So yeah, so he's taking all his influence from there and putting them into his songs as
so
well.
So life experiences going
right.
into here. I love that album title.
Yeah, and this one is another... cool indie jazz inspired song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very classic. You know, when we were at school, one of the most trendy things that we could do while we were at school was mm-hmm. copy J Dilla stuff. So we were all about that Dilla sound.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the trendy, like the musicians among musicians.
Oh, right, right,
we
right.
all did Dilla.
Yeah.
We're all about the Dilla. And if you listen to this song,
uh-huh.
you're going to hear some of that too. While you might not associate Dilla with jazz,
right.
more with hip-hop and
yeah.
that kind of R&B stuff,
mm-hmm.
you're going to hear some Dilla-style drums in
oh,
this,
okay.
which I think
so we've
sounds
got
really cool.
An amalgamation of some different influences going
yeah.
on in here. So Dilla inspired, who remembers Dilla? inspired drum sound. It was
uh-huh.
after my time.
Mm.
Absolutely. With a mix of jazz piano.
Yeah.
And John Reed composed everything.
Yeah, he writes, arranges, sings. He's a mastermind.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then when is this album a new release?
So this album was released as a whole
mm-hmm.
just, I think, a month ago-ish.
Okay.
But this song was re-released just a few days ago
mm-hmm.
as a little single.
As a mm-hmm. single by itself?
Yeah.
Did you work on any of it?
I wish I had.
You wish
Man,
you did.
John, if you're listening to this, hit me up, bro. I mean, I hit him up a few days ago on the gram, but,
yeah.
you know, he's too big time for me now.
Oh, no. John, you're not too big time. Are you, Ofa? Ofa.
Nah, but I would love to work with him. Maybe in mm-hmm. the future, you know, I'll hit him up and mm-hmm. we'll try to do something together. But, yeah, this is one great artist.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, John.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a really cool thematic journey today here, starting with the biggest, brightest. And like you said, mm-hmm. Aespa has been out and has been a big deal.
Right.
But I really like that you took your time to mm-hmm. kind of take your own take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like kind of exciting stuff.
It's super exciting. It's the future. It is
the
future of music.
I feel so old.
Me too.
Just
Me too.
trying to keep up. But thank you for walking us through it. And, you know, Four Walls and Sudi Sudi by Dongbangshi did give a lot of perspective on this sort of, you know, grand scheme that SM has always claimed to have. But apparently they really are good for their word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we kind of sued things out with some indie at the end.
Yeah.
A perfect playlist. refreshing for this muggy, muggy, rainy day.
Perfect.
Well, I hope you have a fantastic week.
Same to you.
All right, and we're going to say goodbye to John with another John. Yeah, we'll see you next Monday.
존 봐.
존 봐. John O'Ferry here with Should I.
Should I tell her that I love her?
That was John O'Ferry with Should I off of his latest album, and that brings us to the end of today's One Fine Day. Hope this was a good start to your week. It was surely a good start for me to spend it all with you guys. I'm going to say goodbye with G-Soul. It's Love Me Again. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow.